Hey guys, welcome back to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. Hope your day is going great. It's about to get a whole lot greater.
Yeah, I like it. I love it, actually. What a great intro. Nice job, babe.
Thank you. Bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. That's right. We got music, guys. We got music. We're back. We were off for a little bit. It seems like it was a little bit, but it wasn't even that long. I think we recorded last Thursday. But we're back. A lot has happened. It was last Thursday because last Thursday, you were excited about what?
Timberly.
Perfect. Perfect segue. Run up. Okay. So we wanted to record on this past Sunday.
When we got back.
Yeah, when we got back.
But I was so tired.
So tired. You were so, so tired. I was so tired.
I took a nap.
Yeah, I know. I know it because your mom came and picked you up.
Yeah.
I was so tired. I had run the building that day for church, and mm-hmm. so running around, doing all the things, and it was just a busy week, week for us. And then, next time, yesterday, you were back here, back at my house, and you weren't feeling so good.
No.
But you know what? We're going to talk about that a little bit later with our main topic. First, I want to get into Camp Timberly. Tell me all about it, kid. Everybody's dying. Okay, first of all, I just want to say there are so many people that have reached out and been like, I can't wait to hear about how our trip was.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like 7 or 8 people. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
7 or 8 people listen to us.
Yay.
That's great. That's amazing. That's like 800% more than I thought would.
So.
Yeah.
The
you want me to ask you questions? You just want to recap it?
I'll just recap.
Okay, recap it. I'm going to ask questions, though.
The first thing we did was so when we got there, like it was an awesome bus ride. We were singing a bunch of songs on the bus. Some kids were like able to use the microphone on the bus.
Oh, cool.
Which is fun. And then like... everybody had a bunch of snacks and everybody was like passing them around the bus. Like we kept making like circles around the whole bus sharing snacks, which was fun. And, but mostly everybody was on their phone, but that's like understandable, you know?
Yeah.
But so once we actually got there, all the girls loaded their stuff, suitcase, backpacks, travel bags onto a white truck, and some of the stuff almost fell off because it was like a pickup truck, and it didn't have a cover. But the boys had like a whole van.
Oh wow!
And so like some of our stuff almost fell out.
Oh jeez.
And so the truck driver had to go like really really slow. And then we were walking to our cabin, and then like everybody, we found out who was going to be in what bed. What room? Because there's 2 floors in our cabin, but last year we only had 1 main floor where everybody like shared. I think there was a couple rooms. I kind of forgot. And then there was like 1 big bathroom kind of behind the stairs. It's kind of hard to describe or explain. But so once we got there, everybody found their beds, found the room they wanted to be in. The leaders had their own bed or room, I mean. And then so once we did that, everybody like changed into like their cold clothes or like warm clothes, I mean.
Yeah.
Like snow pants,
for staying
jackets,
warm,
for staying warm.
Yeah.
And then we got pizza. We got pizza before we left.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of our dinner because we didn't know if we were going to have dinner or not there.
Yep.
But we got there pretty early, I guess.
Yeah.
I think the arrival time was like 7 to 8:30. I think we might have got there like 7:30. So like right in the middle.
So we had pizza again.
Yeah, we had pizza, melon, like just a few different snacks.
You know what that's called? Since you had pizza early and pizza later?
No.
Pizza.
Oh my gosh.
See? Hey, look, this is the Daddy Daughter Podcast. That's a dad joke. Hey, shout out to Little Caesars if you want to support us. Call me at 850-321-3629. Okay, anyways, Little Caesars can definitely support. Anyways, go ahead, kid.
So after that, we were able to do some open area activities like tobogganing and tubing.
Oh, that's rad.
And like
at night.
At night.
Nice.
And so there's like lights everywhere. But so we were like for tobogganing, oh my gosh, so much fun. You had to put on a helmet.
Yeah.
And then you had to like pick the people you want to go with. You could go alone, two people, or three people.
Oh, nice.
I usually went with 2 to 3 people. I never went by myself because what's the fun in that, you know?
Duh.
Like, I mean, it's cool, but still, that's better with like friends and people you know?
Totally.
And so I went with Gigi a few times. Mm-hmm. I went with,
I say you go with Andrea
and Gigi. Yeah, I went with Andrea and Gigi.
Yeah.
Then who else? I know there's a few other people, but.
Yeah.
Let
me pause you. So hold on right there. So tell me a little bit about Andrea. So we're pausing. We're on the toboggan. It's night one. But tell me a little bit about Andrea. You've been so excited about her. She's brand new. And how about that for getting dropped in the fire?
Yeah.
First event, first weekend working at Soul City. She's on the students trip in Timberley.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was really awesome. I really loved having her.
Yeah.
And she was just like really fun. And I really liked doing a lot of the activities. Like, she was the one who was like getting the team pumped up, or one of the people. There was multiple people doing that. But like, she, like for broom ball, I'll talk about that more in a couple minutes. But like, for broom ball, we would like, she would be on the sidelines like, go Soul City, and yay, like just cheering and like being the hype man,
yeah
or hype woman, I guess,
encourager, cheerleader, so good.
So that was that was really fun. And she, like, our discussions, like whenever we would have her in small group after chapel, like she's like, I really like the way she teaches. I know I said that to you and on the podcast when she was like really new.
Sure. So this is her second Sunday. Weekend. Yeah.
Yes.
She had one Sunday that she taught.
This is her second Sunday.
That's right. It's her second Sunday. Cool.
Second weekend. Weekend.
Yeah.
I like the way she teaches and like includes people.
Yeah.
And she was even doing that in like small group and stuff like that, asking us group questions and like calling on people, just being really inclusive.
Yeah.
And I know like you do that as like when you teach at students, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But like I really enjoy the way she teaches.
Yeah.
And like, I just really like her.
Yeah. Quick shout out to parents. If you're listening, talk to your kids and wait for their response. And then listen and then talk back. That's kind of what we're kind of talking about with Andrea and how she does that well. Being inclusive is listening to you guys as she's teaching.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing. It's a talent for sure. It's a gift. So thankful for that, for her.
Getting back to tobogganing.
Yes. Okay, back to tobogganing. Tobogganing,
yes. Yeah. So you would, like I said, you would get a sled or a toboggan.
Yeah.
And to describe a toboggan, if no one knows what it is, it's like a flat sled and then like with a curve at the top.
Yeah.
And then it's not just like straight wood. There's like a little piece of foam on it. So like your butt's cushioned, you know, or like you don't like hurt anything.
Yeah.
And so you go down this really icy slide.
Yeah.
And so I think they like pour water on it, so it's extra icy.
Wow.
And like, it's super cool, but also really scary.
Yeah.
Because, like, once you go, if you're on the top, you can't see the bottom of the slide.
Right.
Like, there's, like, a little hill, and then you just go down.
Wow.
Not, like, diagonal, but, like, if you're standing at the top, you just can't see the bottom until, like, you see people on the actual lake.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's onto a lake.
Onto a real lake.
Wow.
Really thick. I don't know how they get it that thick.
Lake?
Oh
yeah, God does that. It just freezes from the top down.
That's crazy.
Because the air temperature is so cold, it removes the heat. And but it's like, as it removes the heat,
that
the
big, like it, the
ice
the
forms. Yeah,
ice.
Yeah, it freezes from the top down. It's called unidirectional freezing. Beep boop boop beep.
But so like once you go over that like little bump.
Yeah.
Not bump. Like go over that little hill and then you go straight down onto the lake. And it's super fast once you go down there because it's like really steep. And so once you go down, like I asked the guy when he was like pushing us down. I asked the guy, like, has anybody like been farther, because some people before us went really far.
Yeah.
But I asked if like anyone had been farther than that, and he's like, oh yeah, if there's like a hefty guy, he'll go all the way across the lake. Like there's people who actually go across, like wow, to the end of the lake, that and you have to cross crazy all the way back. It takes some time, but you have to do it. You have to bring the board back.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
So I'm going all the way to the other side, huh? Probably up on the, probably back up on the beach, into the forest.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I'm gone. For sure.
But then once you're actually on the lake, you have to walk back on ice, and it you don't have like any skates on or anything. You just have your boots or shoes on.
Yeah.
And so you are kind of like, it's not necessarily ice skating because you don't have that blade on your shoe, but it's really still really slippery, and I still have a few bruises. Like the first the first day we were there, I slipped and I thought like I dislocated my knee or something, but I just had a really big bruise. It was fine. It was really fun anyway.
Yeah.
And I had to like drag myself over the lake because my knee, I could barely walk.
Memories. Right.
But like, it was really fun just like slipping.
Yeah.
Cause
it's like ice scooching instead of sledding or skiing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really fun. Yeah. And then with tubing, it is like, imagine a pool ring. Yeah. But with a bottom.
Yep.
Like, have you ever been in a lazy river?
Yeah.
And, like, 100%. Your butt touches the water?
Yeah.
But, like, your top half doesn't?
Yeah.
And, like, your feet are in there? Yeah.
Like that.
But it's tubing.
It's two tubes, it's right? Connected?
Not all of them.
Okay.
Like, not all of them are connected. There's three ones that are, like, connected together.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it's like a pool ring with a bottom, so your butt doesn't touch the snow,
mm-hmm.
or you don't flip.
Yeah.
But some people still do.
If we were doing a YouTube video right now, I would have a butt counter, and it would be like ding ding every time you say the word butt.
Oh my gosh!
And I
would have
I don't know. That's just for future when we get on YouTube. But. Yeah, it would be like ding ding.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just anyways. Okay. That's just my mind. That's so weird. Okay, so your butt ding doesn't touch as you are slipping down. All right.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like tobogganing, but it's like a bigger, wider hill.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's like a big U. Like, so there's two posts,
mm-hmm.
Pretty wide. Mm-hmm. There's two posts, and then that makes like a big U, mm-hmm. and that's where the tubes go. Like the guy either or girl or guy. Takes the rope of the tube, and because there's like a little rope, there's handles on the side, and mm-hmm. then a rope in front of it, so you can like pull it up,
back up,
yeah,
to the top of the U.
Oh, for tobogganing with pulling it up, that was the hardest part. I hated that part every single time.
Yeah.
That's like when I was really tired, I would never want to go tobogganing because I knew I had to bring it all the way back up, and that's what made me all sore.
Pulling it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. Same with tubing.
Gotta work for that enjoyment.
Yeah.
Kind of like life. Anyways.
But yeah, you have to do the same with tubing. So the girl or guy takes the rope, pulls you, and if you want to be spun, he or she takes it, pulls the rope straight, and then as you're like close to him, he or she letting you go, he like spins it.
I believe that's called the fulcrum, that point where you are about to fall into the dip. Anyways, another nerd term.
Excuse me.
So they'll spin it from the top, and you just spin all the way down.
Yeah.
I saw the video.
It slows down towards the end.
Yeah.
But it's really fast, like the first 3 seconds.
Yeah.
And then there's like trees at the end. So that U I was talking about is covered in trees.
Yeah.
Or like surrounded by trees.
Yeah, I saw that in the video.
Yeah.
It looked kind of like they were close or scary.
Yeah. If someone really light goes on it, they have a higher chance of hitting the trees at the very end.
Okay.
And that's what Gigi almost did.
Oh, wow. 'Cause
she's really light.
Yeah.
And the guy even said, like, he was talking to one of his employees, like, the lighter ones always go down the fastest. And 'cause like I think someone either flipped or hit the trees.
No.
And that's why he said that.
That reminds me of a Simpsons clip for some reason. The lighter ones always hit the trees. I don't know. Anyways, what's happening in my head today?
I don't know. But the double tubes you were talking about,
yeah.
It's like one big Twinkie,
yeah,
but with two holes at the side.
What do you put in the holes?
You.
Your ding.
Your butt.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you could lay on your stomach, which
you
is
could?
Really cool. Yeah.
They let you go down.
Mm-hmm.
Face.
Yeah, that's and awesome. Like if you were with four people,
yeah,
two people would be in one tube and two people would be in the other.
Yeah.
And but if you wanted, if all
ding.
Of you wanted.
I'm sorry.
If you wanted to, what was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh, if you wanted to lay on your stomach,
yeah,
you would have to make like an X with people, and so like this is me,
yeah.
This is someone else,
yeah.
They would have to lay, or if I was on the bottom,
yeah,
of the tube, I would have to lie flat,
yeah,
and then someone would have to like cross
over top. Why is that?
Because if like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was really fun. And my friend Eloise, we went on a four person.
Yeah.
I think it was me. Me, Maya, Annie, and Eloise.
Yeah.
And so me and Maya were in the same one. She was sitting in front of me. And then Eloise and Annie were, or no, we were all crossed.
Yeah.
Like laying on top of each other on our stomachs.
Yeah.
And so when there... Annie and Eloise didn't have any handles,
mm-hmm,
so they were like, Annie was trying to hold on to her Eloise so she wouldn't fall, but mm-hmm, both of them flipped off like the second he started spinning them.
Oh, no.
And like they started to roll down the hill, and then like me and Maya were dying of laughter, and then we had to bring it up all by ourselves
because they weren't on anymore.
No, they like when they
it's
crossed.
Part of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, if you don't get to ride down, you don't have to pull it back up.
Nope. But yeah, pulling it back up was the worst part.
Yeah.
And then
gotta do the work, kid. Gotta do the work.
Yeah.
All right. So you're on the mountain. You've been on the mountain. You've been playing, tobogganing, sledding, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let's get off the mountain. Let's go inside. What'd you do next?
Inside. Oh, chapel.
Okay. Tell me about that.
I liked worship.
Yeah.
There were some funny parts of it because like something funny happened.
Yeah.
During chapel, during worship.
Yeah.
And, but like, I feel like teachers, like, sorry, I'm saying like so much.
That's all right.
But if you have a teacher you really like,
yeah,
you learn from them more.
Yeah, totally.
You know, or like you understand what they're saying more.
Yeah, totally.
But if you have a teacher like a teacher I have.
Yeah.
Who isn't the best teacher or who doesn't teach the way you understand.
The style, right?
The
isn't
style.
Received very
yeah.
well, yeah.
And so I feel like that's the same with like preaching.
Sure.
Or like with pastors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like with you, I know what you're saying because
yeah,
I live with you, you know, and
yeah,
like I experience that pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Not experience it, but like the way you talk, I know because I've grown up with it.
Yeah, totally.
But like our preacher or our pastor.
Yeah.
Didn't understand. It's just that I didn't understand.
You didn't connect.
I didn't connect to
yeah,
what he was saying.
Yeah.
But I'm not just saying it because you're my dad, but
yeah,
I connect to what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like I said, because I've grown up with it.
Sure. Sure.
Or like Mr. Fitz. I really like the way he teaches.
Yeah.
I think he's a visual learner like me.
Oh.
And I feel that if teachers kind of grow up with you or not with you, grow up like you.
Yeah.
Or have
yeah,
the same things they've grown up, they know how to teach you, like specifically you.
Yeah,
and like
that makes sense.
And so I just didn't really connect to what our pastor was teaching
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Gosh, what an amazing journey you just took me on, because I knew that, and we'd kind of had that conversation
mm-hmm,
But the way you said it was so, like, mature and wise and respectful, like, respectful of your opinion. I just want to call that out as you're doing it.
Last episode was about opinions.
Say what?
Last episode was about opinions.
Yeah, and having respect with those and all that kind of stuff. And you're just you're doing a great job with that, you know? And so I just want to call that out. What a respectful way to express your opinion, but respectfully. And of course, you know, there's going to be people that you connect with. There's going to be things that you understand, things that you can easily kind of wrap your head around.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's not like that with the teacher, pastor, whoever. And that's fine too. You know, sometimes I've learned as many lessons, you know, connecting, not connecting. It's always nicer, you know, like I love it. Like,
yeah. And I know it's okay to not be able to connect with teachers.
Yeah.
And teachers in general, like art teachers, but like subject teachers, like math, reading, social studies, preaching, or like learning the word, you know.
Yeah.
I know it's okay to not connect to something, but it's kind of hard for me to like not be able to connect because I want to.
Sure.
And I wanted to in chapel at Timberley.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to.
Yeah, makes sense. I think, I was about to ask you if I can give you my opinion, but I'm your dad. I can give you my opinion. It's my job to give you my opinion. But so one thing about that is that's happened to me a number of times over my life, whether it's been with teachers, whether it's been with pastors.
Yeah.
What I think is incredible is that God might have something, even if you can't connect with that person or that teacher, for you. You might just have to do the work to figure out what that was. So in situations like that, what I would do is like, hey, you know what? You know, maybe I wasn't feeling it, or there could be all kind of things going on inside of me that are just distracting me. You know, it could be anything from having a great day to a bad day to whatever. And there could be all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But God has the ability to give you things even with humans you can't connect with.
Yeah.
I promise. So if I were to give you, you know, any kind of steering or in that space, what I do is I would take a couple notes, maybe about the scripture, maybe about the topic, whatever it is, and then maybe dig in a little deeper on my own.
Yeah.
Because you'll be surprised at sometimes what God can reveal to you if you are seeking the information and the knowledge. Perfect example. Your teacher doesn't connect with your teacher or not. You're responsible for that A.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I would just encourage you to take that responsibility in any place where you're in a position to learn. Because they have, connecting with them or not, the teacher has done their work. They have gone to school. They are the teacher. They have gotten the training. They have a plethora of knowledge. Sometimes that talent or that skill or that, I don't know, ability to connect isn't exactly there, but they are qualified. And since we are in a position of learning from a qualified person that's out there doing it, like the best thing is to kind of take that responsibility into your own hands then pass that. So.
Wait, can I just add? Sure. This wasn't even our main topic.
Boom. This was not our main topic. This isn't our main topic. And that's a great point because we're at 23 minutes and we want to make sure that we can get the main topic in.
Yeah.
Just give me a couple more bullet points about Timberley.
Okay. And then so we'll move on. I said I was going to talk more about broomball.
Boom.
Broomball is, it's like hockey.
Yep.
But not like... So we were on this field. There was grass underneath, but there was ice on top, like snowy ice.
Yeah.
And so we would like slip occasionally.
Yeah.
And so there's two goals that we had. Okay. So the best way I can describe this is imagine a broom.
Yep.
And then imagine you pushing all the bristles together to make a skinnier broom.
Yep.
That's what it was, but plastic, like a thick plastic with three holes in it.
Yeah, got it.
And then like a wooden stick on top.
Yeah, for the handle.
Yep. For the handle, yeah. And then you just have to use that broom part as your blade,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, blade, club, something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we had this like little neon orange soccer ball that we used.
Yeah. Was it an actual soccer ball?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But you can really use like any small ball.
Yeah.
But we use like a little neon orange soccer ball.
Yeah.
And so, when we use that, or like, so the point of the game is like hockey. You have to get the ball into the other person's goal.
Yep.
And you can't kick the ball.
Yep.
You can't grab it. Like, the only person who can kick the ball is a goalie.
Yeah.
And so...
what's the objective?
To get the ball in the goal.
How many times?
However many you can.
More than the opponent, right?
Yeah.
And how'd you guys do with that objective?
The time on the clock was 5 minutes.
Yep.
You have to get as many balls as in the goal as you can in that 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And... so the game, a full game would be 10 minutes.
Okay.
So at 5 minutes, when that's over, it would be halftime.
Yep.
Maybe like 12 minutes, like the whole game. Because like 2 minute halftime.
Yeah.
To like switch out players.
Yeah.
Fix any necessary equipment.
So everybody's on the edge of their seat right now in the podcast world. I can feel it. I can feel future people at the edge of their seat. So how did you do with broom ball?
Yes.
Tell me.
We won.
Yay. Yeah. What'd you win? Did you win?
We won a trophy. Like
gold?
A pretty big trophy. It had a broom ball stick on it.
Oh,
and
snap.
Past, like last year when we went, it was 2019.
Yeah.
So the church before us that won, we were kind of salty last year. Or at least I was. But because we were in the, I don't think we were in the finals. I think we were in like the quarterfinals.
Sure.
So that means like there's 4 teams left.
Right.
But so we won this broom ball stick trophy.
Yeah.
So there was like little not nails, but the broom ball trophy was hanging on a big board.
Yeah.
It said broom ball champions, I think, or like Timberly champs.
Did it say of the world?
No.
Should have.
And so every year when a church wins.
Yeah.
They're able to bring it around anywhere they want, go tobogganing, go tubing with it, do anything with it, sleep with it, have it in your cabin.
I love this.
Do out anything.
Yeah.
And we brought it to chapel.
Yeah.
And
of course you did.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Duh.
And so once they announced like the winner, we all held up the trophy and like we're cheering. It was really fun.
Yeah, I love it.
So past years wrote their name of their church on the back. And that's what we did this year. We wrote Soul City Church. I don't exactly know what we wrote. We probably wrote like best church in the world because we are.
Right. In silver Sharpie.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the 3 bars.
Yeah, probably. and then so the MVP was Ellis. She got the winning goal for us.
Yeah.
It was 0-0 the first half.
Yeah.
And then once we had halftime, we took like a team huddle. We had a few good passes, like really good passes.
Nice.
Like really good teamwork in our group.
Yeah.
And so I think Lincoln was trying to get it into the goal and then passed it to Ellis, and Ellis got the goal. And there was like 2 minutes left, maybe 1 minute. And then the green team was trying to get in their goal, but they couldn't because we were too good.
Yeah.
Avi.
Yeah.
And so... Ellis was the MVP because she got the only goal in our game.
Awesome.
In the whole game.
Love it.
And so that was in the finals. And then like after the game, we all like cheered. We saw our video. I think it's on Timberly.com.
Yeah. Oh,
or
really?
Or like Camp Timberly. I don't exactly know the website, but there's like a video of us and everybody was like cheering, oh, no, it's on a Soul City student's Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody cheering, laughing, having a great time.
Yeah.
And so, after the game, everybody was yelling, MVP, MVP, to Ellis.
Awesome.
And it was so much fun.
That's awesome.
We took a few really cool photos. But overall, camp was amazing.
Yeah.
It really was, especially the food, the best.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you love the food.
I do.
You love the food.
And...
whose kid are you? I'm going to say that every time it's obvious. Like, I love to eat. You love to eat. Food is something that we love.
Yeah.
It's a love language. We should make it the 6th love language.
So, yeah. Timberley was amazing. I'm so glad I went. I'm so glad everybody came.
I love it.
But can't we missed a f- we honestly. Missed a few people, like Sal, Layla. They never came, sadly.
Yeah, Ty and Olivia.
Yeah, yeah, Ty and Liv. Missed them.
Yeah.
I know there's a couple more people that we missed, but
yeah.
It was really fun. Small group was really good too.
Yeah. Yeah, I, let me take a minute. Okay. Anyways, I'm really glad you went too. Yeah, I'm okay. I just moved. yeah, so I'm really glad that you went. It's been really cool hearing, you know, it's crazy is that we spent, when you got home that day, we just spent, I mean, I don't know, like you just crawled in your bed, I laid in there with you and we just talked and you gave me all the updates. And what's crazy is that I didn't hear any of the stories you told tonight. I heard a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Like nonstop for like 2 hours. But I love it. I love that you have so many stories. I love that you have that much fun and,
yeah,
you know, can't wait for the summer.
I have fun just talking about it.
I know. I know. I love it. I love hearing you talk and get passionate about things.
Yeah. Me you, too. I like doing, I like having passion talking about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, tell me about that a little bit.
I feel like when you have, when you like, it's funny that you bring this up because we had, we watched a TED talk and reading today about like pride and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And talking about like pride and like things you love. Cause this guy, he was like the producer for like the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so I feel like when people have pride or passion about talking something about something,
yeah,
they love it so much more or have, yeah, so much more fun doing it, you know.
Yeah,
same thing with like doing something you love, like,
yeah,
I don't necessarily know what I want to be when I grow up right now, but like, yeah, if I could be anything right now, it'd probably be either probably a baker because I've been baking more.
Yeah,
so I would. Just doing something you love, mm-hmm, is so much better for you. And like, cause I know you love talking about the Bible and being like a nerd about it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what you have been doing, like, yeah, in students, you know? And yeah, I know you like love doing that, but in the past you loved running nightclubs, being like the life of the party, you know? And like, I really like how that changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really cool to see. Yeah. I just, really love to see people do stuff they love.
Yeah.
Like if someone loves law and becomes a lawyer, or someone loves being like caring for people and they want to become a doctor and they, yeah, become absolutely a doctor. Just seeing people happy makes me happy.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, and that's good.
Yeah.
I love it. I want to clarify one thing is when I ran nightclubs, I wasn't just the life of the party. I probably was, but operations is what I love. I love, yeah, taking care of people. I love, uh-huh, kind of having an event, planning for an event, trying to anticipate the things that can go wrong,
yeah,
and then correcting them before they even have a chance to go wrong.
Uh-huh.
I love that dynamic. I love being able to kind of create experiences for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
It's for a long time, I did not realize that that was a creative space for me to kind of tie in. I got a chance to tie in music with lights and, you know, and then presentation of bottles. And, or if it wasn't that, if it was like for a charity event, I got to tie in like customer service with, you know, someone's experience,
yeah,
and, you know, all those things that just kind of created. Now, I was the life of the party. It's a true story. I mean, I don't know. That was,
yeah,
kind of icing on the cake for me. But, you know, there was a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I loved it. And you know what's crazy is that I get to do that right now at church. Like, just it today, this, yeah, event that I was at today. it was just crazy because I get a chance. I get an opportunity in the place I love, in my church,
mm-hmm,
to host people. And it feels very similar to running a nightclub. And,
yeah,
it's crazy. Like, I scan the room the same way. I anticipate people's needs the same way. I am, you know, the true story today. I don't know. I just had this weird sixth sense thing going on inside of my head. And I was like, I wonder if the batteries are going to die on Jeannie's microphone. Seriously.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know. I feel like I should just have an extra set of batteries ready to go. And there were none in the drawer.
Mm-hmm.
And then sure enough,
no way.
Literally by the time I got back, I ran to the auditorium. I asked Laz, hey, where are the batteries? I went up there, got the batteries out of the drawer, came down literally by the time I was walking up to the door to go back into the theater, Maddie came out and was like, the batteries died, or the microphone doesn't work. And I was like, and Sean was carrying the microphone back, and I grabbed the microphone, popped open, took out the batteries, put in the new batteries, closed it, turned it, and had it walk back up to the podium in seconds, just because I was trying to think of the things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
And the batteries going dead on the microphone was one of them. And so that is like my thrill. That's my tobogganing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, I get to try to figure out how to make sure things don't go wrong. And I love it. And today we had an opportunity at church to do it for a lot of people that are trying to connect with each other to start churches all mm-hmm. over the country and the world
yeah.
together. And it's such a radical idea for churches to work together. Crazy. But yeah, so shout out to New Thing Chicago. They were in the building today. Great people, great hosts. Jeannie and Jarrett spoke at it and gave their wisdom on all the things. And it was just it's just incredible. I get to do that. You know what I'm saying? So literally I can participate in these events. And you know, I was changing out the coffee for somebody.
Yeah.
And the conversation that I had Pat from that was like, hey, what do you do? And then next thing you know, I'm telling them about my story, how I came to Soul City 8 years ago, and how that's I used awesome. To run nightclubs and this and this and this and this. And it's just incredible. So yeah, you're right. The things you can get more passionate about,
mm-hmm.
like all day long. And this is, I'll tell you every single time, like I would rather you do something that made you happy, because I know that can last forever. If we can just figure out, try whatever you want now,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Within reason, you know, within like kind of the family budget, do all the things that you want. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, if you want to get developed into art and paint, you've been painting a lot more. I would love for you to just have some development around that to see if this is something you want to do. Great. You know, we'll worry about money later. You know what I'm saying? Be happy first though. Be happy first. Get passionate about it and do it. On that list, though, is this podcast. This is the thing. I love it. I love doing it. I love doing it with you. It's incredible. It gets me fired up. I'm so tired right now. And you just heard me a few minutes ago. I'm in. My back is hurting. I move crazy. And I don't know what it is. This knife just kind of moves around in my back. But I don't know. For a few minutes, I can kind of think about just you and your day and this time, and I can get fired up about it.
Yeah.
Your limits literally increase exponentially
mm-hmm.
when you do something that you're passionate about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can do it. You know, I was, you know, changing coffee like I was the happiest person on earth today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, geez, fourth pot. Wow, this is a new record for Soul City Group. You know, it's like fourth pot under 100 people. Like, geez, you guys are drinking all the coffee in Soul City right now. But I was happy about it. You know what I'm saying? So the real topic, and we typically got about 7 minutes left, but let's go a little long, but I think we can still fit in the real topic. And you probably heard Hannah cough off camera, off mic a couple times.
Yeah.
So you have a little lingering cough today, but I want you to tell me about the conversation you had today with your friend at school.
Yeah. So, or it was after school. We were walking to Soul City. So, my friend Alexandra, she is Christian Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I get this wrong, Alex. But her dad is Catholic and her mom, someone, I forgot who's Christian in her family, but someone in her family is Christian.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I'm okay.
So when we were walking to Soul City, I like when I talk about religion,
yeah,
whenever I talk about religion or like God,
yeah,
or my religion personally to someone I know who is Christian,
yeah,
like me and Alex don't really talk about religion or stuff like that a lot.
Sure.
So before I started talking about it, I was like, you don't mind if I, like, you're Christian, right? And so you don't mind if I talk about God or Jesus, right? And she was like, yeah, of course, I'm Christian.
Yeah.
And so I started talking to her. I was like, so me and my dad prayed last night, and we prayed for my health because I felt like crap yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had to stay home from the vision night, which I was really upset about because it seemed like a lot of fun for the students thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me. And so, like, I feel a lot better now, but, I told her, like, me and my dad prayed for me last night, to, like, help me with my health.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we were just praying, like, have Hannah feel better, energized in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It may have just been the day or NyQuil, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we prayed and then in the morning, I just, it, everybody in the morning, unless you're a morning person, like,
yeah,
I feel like everybody in the morning feels a little groggy or a little sick, even if you're not sick.
Yeah, totally. Totally right.
Like, my nose was definitely a lot more stuffed up. I had a deeper cough, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody, me personally, I just get really stuffy in the morning.
Yeah.
But later in the day, once I get, like, moving and stuff like that, I feel a lot better.
Yeah.
And so I told her, like, the fact that me and you prayed last night,
mm-hmm.
and then at school, I was really energized. I had a bit of a stuffy nose.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit of, like you said, a lingering cough.
Sure.
But it was not like yesterday. I feel so much better than yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I had a bit of a fever last night. I was in the hundreds.
Yeah, it's called low-grade fever.
Yeah, I had a low-grade fever. And so, like, the fact that we prayed and then I felt better in the morning is just really cool.
Yeah.
And then we started talking about, like, oh, this could be on the podcast. And
oh, really?
Here it is.
You and her
were
saying
that? She said that. She said, like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, she was like, oh, this could be what we talk about or what you talk about on the podcast.
Yeah.
And before she even said that, I was thinking, this could be on the podcast.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good in so many ways. First of all, that you can connect prayer to healing is huge. You know, it's huge that you can appreciate that. I mean, people might think that a little cold or a cough isn't, you know, substantial enough to pray about.
Yeah.
But it absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
People could think about, you know, the fact that, like, yeah, it's just a, you know, yeah, it's the NyQuil, it's the whatever. But, you know, you've had plenty of coughs and you've had plenty of colds that got worse in the morning.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, we had such a busy day at work today. It was something that I stressed out about. I'm not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
But there was something about when we prayed last night and then this morning, I almost expected you to be better, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and so I knew we had such a busy day at work and there's no way I was going to leave you home by yourself for the whole day and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, God will step into the small things and the big things. And to be honest with you, all we got to do is ask.
Yeah.
You know, and whether it's for ourselves, whether it's for others, I think it's important. Prayer is such an important part of your and my life, and to be honest with you, like, yeah, this is one of those things we haven't even really talked about it as much and as substantial as it is. You and me pray every single night without fail, and that's been for years. I can't even think of when it wasn't. But it was one of those things that I wanted to make sure that we every single night before you go to bed, every single night before you go to bed when you're with me, that we're going to pray, and we're going to pray for the next day. We're going to pray for whatever it is. And there are prayers. I mean, it's been rare. I think you've only done it like twice, surprisingly, but like a couple of times you've actually fallen asleep while I was praying.
Yeah.
It was so long, but surprisingly you've stayed awake for most of them always.
Yeah.
And there've been times when I was like, oh, she's definitely out. And then I just hear, amen, you know, But it's such an important part of our life. It's such an important part of how I feel my responsibility is to raise you, is to rely on prayer so heavily and to have it tied so deeply into your life. And so that it can be part, it can be something that grows inside of you, because it is one of those things that for me has been such a blessing. And
yeah.
And probably more than anything, the simplicity of knowing that you're that close. You're as close as opening your mouth, your heart to God. Like, that's it. There are no barriers. There's nothing in between you and the goodness and the grace and the healing of God. He is just a request away. He is just as far as you can open your mouth. And that's been so important in our like relationship, in our daddy daughter situation, like for sure.
Yeah.
And so for you to even connect the dots is incredible. That like, hey, you know what? That's crazy. We just prayed about it. There's things that I pray about that I forget that I pray about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll pray about something, then it happens, and then it takes me like days back. I'm like, wait, I prayed for that.
Yeah.
You know? Or then sometimes I might not even have the, you know, the wherewithal to connect the dots, and for you to do it in a day is incredible.
And that's another thing me and Alex were talking about. Like, if, say, for example, if I pray for a math test and I want to get a 90 or higher and I get an 85.
Sure.
That's not what I prayed for, you know?
Right. You didn't get what you wanted.
No. Yeah. And then like, We talked about this at Timberly or at the week before Timberly as well.
Yeah.
But like, God will be 5 jillion steps ahead.
That's right.
You know, and like if I pray for a 90 or above on my test and I get an 85, it's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
But then I get hundreds on the next 3 of my tests.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And like
they average out to a 90
or
something. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And, and we were talking, I asked her like if she prays for anything, and she does. And sometimes,
really?
And sometimes like, there was one test we were taking, I think it was the PACER test. She said, she prayed to get a specific score, but she got higher than that.
Mm.
And so, and she prayed, I think either the night or the like, period before we took the actual PACER test.
Really?
PACER test is where you run across the gym when the beep goes. And And so she prayed for a specific thing, and then she got higher than that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is really cool. And I'm glad she, I was able to like have that conversation with her. She was able to tell me that.
Yeah.
And that was really special. So
I think it's really, really important. It's really important to, as often as possible, connect your request to God back to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important. And I think it's so important in every situation that it happens, the small ones, the big ones, you know what I'm saying? Like, not just like, hey, God, can I get the job? And then you get the job and like, wow. 9 times out of 10, you're like, wow, I did a great job getting that job, you know? Like,
yeah.
And to be honest with you, there is a certain amount of responsibility that we have to bring to the table. You pray for a 90 on your test and you don't open a book to study and you don't get a 90. That ain't God's fault.
No.
Like, you didn't do your part. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't show up. You didn't do the things that you knew were right to, you know. So there are things that are within your control, and there are things that, and everything is in God's control. But I think it's important, you know, it's important to know that. And connect the dots specifically with when you pray for something and it happens, whether it's big or small.
Yeah.
The more times you can run that cycle, the more times you can run that, just like you did today, the more times you can run the cycle that says, hey, God, I need something. And then he does it. And then you recognize it. Because here's the thing. God promises that he's going to answer. He will answer all prayers.
Yeah.
That's the promise. He promised. It may not be in our timing. It may not be in our understanding.
Yeah.
It may not be in this lifetime. Everything will be perfectly in order according to his word.
Uh-huh.
So that's all done. It might not be the way that you see it happen. And to be honest with you, if I have any experience to share, it's that 9 times out of 10, it's better than I thought. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, God, let me get that job. No? Okay, God. You know, I just got to trust that you said you're good. Okay, cool. Oh, didn't get that job either. This is weird. You know what I'm saying? You promised me that you're going to take care of these bills. You promised me that you're going to take care of my back. You promised that you were going to answer, that when two or more are gathered, that you were going to answer. And you know how many people have prayed for my back? And it still hasn't gotten better.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse. And I still got to be like, all right, I don't know what you're up to, God. And that's what I say. And a lot of times that's my prayer. I don't know what you're up to.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it. I feel like it's getting worse. And that seems like a slap in the face. But I know that you're always in charge. And there's something that you're up to with this and with everything. But that comes from practice. And practice for acknowledging the small things. Acknowledging the small prayers. Hey, God, can I find my keys? Oh, God, can I find my keys? Please let me find my keys. And then I can find my keys.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That was all you, God. Thanks, God. Seriously, thanks for that. No, I didn't just remember. I just didn't happen to remember. I've been trying for 20 minutes, and then I prayed, and then I found them because you let me find them. You allowed my brain connections to work back to the place that I left them, yeah. And then I find them. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So giving glory, giving credit back to God, that just helps to close the loop on our faith. And so it goes from being an intangible thing to a tangible thing, to yeah. something that you just say you have, to look at something you participated in that God did. And that's a big deal. And yeah. so when the hard times come, when the back pain comes, when the non-job offers fall through or whatever, for you to, the more you say thank you, the easier it is to say, I know you're still in control. I yeah. know you're still involved. Even though we keep praying about this thing, it's not happening. I trust that whatever it is you got going on is going to come to fruition, and it's going to happen. So I told you we could do it.
What's the time?
It's a little over time. It's 52 minutes. But you know what? Here's the thing.
An hour? What's our longest so far?
It's 52 minutes. So this is pretty much going to be our longest one.
Never the last. We can never stop.
Great answer. Fantastic answer. Yeah, this will probably end up being our longest one. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate y'all.
Like I said in the beginning, I hope your day or night or afternoon is great. And I hope it just got a whole lot better or greater.
Yeah, for real. That is our prayer. Our prayer is that your day, night, or what?
Afternoon.
Or afternoon gets better. And continue to do something that you're proud of. Keep doing things you're proud of, guys.
Amen.
It's all about it. And keep being proud of each other. Keep encouraging each other. We need it. We need more positivity in the world. All right, you ready to pray us out, Hannah?
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do it.
All right. Dear God, I pray that everyone find something that they love and find something that they're able to be passionate and create things that'll make you happy.
Yeah.
And I pray that everybody is just able to be happy and have fun with what they're doing, or whatever they're doing in their life.
Yeah.
And I pray if someone's not happy, that you fix that for them. You answer the prayer that they've been praying for a while now. Yeah. And I pray that anyone who's going through a tough time right now with you not answering a prayer right away, you either answer that prayer or give them hope. And I pray that everybody listening, everybody who's not listening, everybody everywhere is having an amazing day. And I pray that you just give people the confidence to do whatever they love, whatever they want to do. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Gosh, I'm so lucky to be your dad. Seriously.
That was really good.
Hey, that was really good. Yeah, I'm serious. You nailed it. That's it. You know what? It's okay to be proud of yourself for a good prayer, because that means you're like tuned into the Holy Spirit, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, kid.
Thanks, Dad.
Keep it up. Gosh, what a blessing this is. What a blessing this whole project is. Blessing to my day. I mean, I feel like I can go write a book. Like right now, maybe I should start writing a book right now. I was tired. The day was a hard day, long day.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to do everything. All right. All right, y'all. Bye, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate y'all.
Have a great day.